WMUC FM College Park. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl. I play women in country music. And today's show are all songs released in 1996. Started doing a theme of going back by decade. I started with 2016, and then I did 2006, and now we're on to 1996. Some sort of indie stuff, a lot of very 90s country sounding stuff, which is not an area that I'm particularly familiar with, so it did require some research, but I think it'll be good. It is really, really hot in here today. That's awesome. Alright. We will have our PSA.
Community Forklift is a nonprofit secondhand store for home goods and building materials. Shop sustainably for low-cost modern and vintage furniture, art, lumber, hardware, and more for your home or project. Moving out? Consider donating your reusable materials. Community Forklift is located 10 minutes from College Park down Route 1 in Hyattsville. Follow Community Forklift on Instagram to see the latest thrifted finds and visit www.communityforklift.org for salvage store hours.
All right, I have been to Community Forklift. It's kind of cool. But like I said, today is 1996 themed, and start off with some more sort of indie stuff, and then we'll move into some more like classic traditional country stuff. But first up, I thought we'd play Mazzy Star, the indie band led by Hope Sandoval. Like I've said a bunch of times now, they're definitely indie, but some of their stuff really has country tinge to it, which I'm sure was intentional on their part, but this was their, what album was this? I think it was their second album. Should have looked that up beforehand, but this is their album called Among My Swan, and I don't really have much more to say about it, but my Wi-Fi is not working, so. I started my show initially, like, the way I did it was all, decades. Like, I started with, like, the 30s and the 40s, and then went on from there, and then, I abandoned that for a long time because that got kind of repetitive, but I feel like this theme is a fun way to go back to that. So anyways, it's their third of four albums. It was their last 90s album, and this is called Cry Cry by Mazzy Star.
Thank you. just like you knew I wouldn't do. Cry, cry for you. Just like a song. Should I leave it all away? Not like the kindness that you gave. That's what it never seemed to say. Didn't wanna ever hear her cry.
when I'm dead and buried, I'll take a hard life of tears. From every day I've ever known. Nana's in the churchyard, she got no life at all. She only got these words on the stone. You cannot have all things pleasing. No matter how we try, until we've all gone to Jesus, we can only wonder why.
Right, that was Gillian Welch with her song Annabelle off her first album, Revival, that I can't believe is 30 years old. It's really surprising to me when I think about the fact that she's been making music for 30 years, but she has, and she's pretty good at it. Up next, we'll hear another sort of indie rock alt country band, Cowboy Junkies. They had an album out 30 years ago called Lay It Down, and they had a song on that called Come Calling His Song, and then they had another version of it that was her song, and I think his song is like told from the perspective of a woman in the relationship, and then her song is like from the guy's perspective. But yeah, this was their fourth album essentially, and they were a little more polished than on previous work, but still kind of got their signature sound. I remember reading it was like two brothers and another friend of theirs, and then they brought on their sister Margot Timmons to do vocals because they thought that that would sound better and go over better with record labels, and maybe that was true because they did become pretty successful, but this is called Come Calling His Song by Cowboy Junkies.
Her. It's so met in the supermarket. We loved like it was something new. From day one, we could not be parted. You had me, and honey, I had you. We got a little place between us. Not much, but we could call it home. We lived on beer and kisses, all hopped up on love and foam. Get home from work, turn on the lights, sit on the couch, spend the whole night there. Get home from work, turn on the lights, sit on the couch, spend the whole night there. We grew a little couch potato. You said she looked just like me, but something had come between us. Beer and kisses didn't flow so free. At night you were tired from working. You thought all I did was play. You drank your beer in the kitchen. I'd sit on the couch and pray. Get home from work, get in a fight, sit on the couch, spend the whole night there. Get home from work, get in a fight, sit on the couch, spend the whole night there. My dear, I have much to tell you. It's sad how we both forget the thing we had for each other way back when we first met. Let's put all the bad behind us. Tonight when you come home, just bring me beer and kisses. We'll get high on love and foam. Get home from work, make it all right. Sit on the couch, spend the whole night there. Get home from work, make it all right. Sit on the couch, spend the whole night there.
That was Amy Rigby with her song Beer and Kisses. Pretty clear what that one's about. This was her first album as well, called Diary of a Mod Housewife, which was a concept album of sorts about growing older and getting married and adult life. But yeah, she's kind of a somewhat well-known folk singer-songwriter, but she never really got huge. She is still writing things, I believe. Yeah, so up next we have Sean Colvin, who's a relatively well-known folk singer-songwriter, I would say. And she had her fourth album out 30 years ago called A Few Small Repairs. That was also a concept album, in a sense, about her divorce. But I chose this song, Sunny Came Home, because, well, partially because it's been trending on my TikTok, which, not that I think TikTok is great, but it is, at least my TikTok FYP is often full of music-related stuff, and it's sort of interesting to me to see how stuff grows, and, like, old songs come back into the public eye. And, I'm not really sure how this song particularly was related to the concept for the album, because she said that it was based on the album cover, which is a photo of a three-eyed woman with a lit match that was painted by a friend of hers. Yeah. But then after this one, we'll move into some more traditional country-sounding stuff.
Thank you.
Hello. If you've tuned in recently, you're listening to WMUC College Park, where college radio is good radio. And I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl. And, I just realized you might have not gotten music for the past 5 minutes because my Wi-Fi doesn't work. And I went downstairs because there's no air conditioning in here. And it's actually like 100 degrees. So, sorry about that. But, we're back. And, yeah, you probably didn't really hear that song, but that is what it is. So, I think we'll just transition into the next song. The next song is a Leanne Rimes song. The title track off her first album, Blue, which came out when she was 14, which is just kind of crazy. You'll hear, I think her voice sounds very mature. Like, I think that's just insane to think that she was 14, but she was, so here it is.
Thank you.
That was Dina Carter with her song I've Loved Enough to Know. That was her first album, Did I Shave My Legs for This? Which I think is kind of a funny name. She was quite popular in the 90s. That album was quite popular. It had a couple of hits, some good songs. And she's no relation to the Carter family of country music, interestingly enough. But I wonder if she knew that it might help her out to have that name in country music. Next up, we will get out of the sort of normal 90s sound for a minute and hear an instrumental song off a sort of unique folk album out 30 years ago called Tabula Rasa, which was a album done by three artists together, including the pretty famous American banjoist Bela Fleck. But it was also done with a man playing an Indian style slide guitar and a woman, Ji Bing Chen, playing a traditional Chinese two-string fiddle called an erhu. They did some sort of interesting worldly folk music together, including this song John Hardy, which is sort of just a traditional bluegrass song. But it's a pretty unique arrangement of it. And then after that, we'll be back to our regular 90s country programming. Here it is.
If I could notice you there, you could notice.
That was Mary Chapin Carpenter with her song I Want to Be Your Girlfriend off her, I think, third or fourth album, A Place in This World, or A Place in the World. Much more lively than the stuff she's writing now. Excuse me. Her fourth album, which was sort of after she was having big hits. She had big hits off of her, I guess mostly off of her third album, Down at the Twist and Shout, and Passionate Kisses and stuff, but, I don't really know what I'm trying to say. I saw her last summer. It was pretty fun. She has more energy than I expected. And then next we will hear another sort of classic 90s country artist, Patti Loveless. Her album out 30 years ago, The Trouble with the Truth, we will hear the title track off of that. And then we'll probably just about close out after that. Well, I guess I'll come on after that and say hello again and send you off. But here's The Trouble with the Truth.
The trouble with the truth is it's always the same old thing. So hard to forget, so impossible for me to change. And every time I try to fight it, I know I'll be left to blame. Trouble with the truth is it's always the same old thing. And the trouble with the truth is it's just what I need to hear. Ringing so right deep down inside my ear.
That's the trouble.
Alright, I'm back like I said I would be, and we're coming up on the end, so just one or two more songs. We'll hear West Texas Heaven by Kimmy Rhodes off an album of the same title. She does some somewhat more like traditional folksy country. She's got features on here with Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and Townes Van Zandt, which is pretty cool. I didn't choose one of those songs, actually. I chose one that's just her, but I think her voice is quite nice. And then if we have any time left, we will hear some of Dolly covering Walking on Sunshine. She had an album out 30 years ago called Treasures that was all covers, and it had some pretty interesting covers, but I thought this one just made sense for Dolly. So thanks for tuning in today. I will probably be back next week, probably with a 1986 themed show, because why not? So see you then. Bye.
I left West Texas heaven, it was the only one I've ever known. I've been on the road down here, driving with my blinders on, and all life was to me was like a truck stop where you want to stay. I never really saw it when you built your dream right in my way. No, I just passed on through like a lonely town. Laying in my head, I heard this music like a radio. In another town, somebody turned on somewhere down. Your signal never cleared. I guess it matters that you're so far away, and I just passed on through like a lonely town.
Good evening. It is a beautiful day here in College Park. Welcome to WMUC-FM College Park. You are listening to Roadside Picnic with Josh Hananel. Hope you all are having a wonderful day at the moment. You're in for a ride for this show today. today I'll be playing whatever I want. Whatever I want. But first things first, we will get started to listen to some PSA regarding group therapy. But thank you for tuning in. It is almost 5 p.m. Starting a bit early, but does anybody know what time it is? Maybe if you listen.